glad to be here. Thank you.
So do you watch the NCAA basketball tournament? Do you have a favorite team? Virginia's not in it right now.
If I had a team, it would be Virginia, and if it weren't Virginia, it would be William and Mary. But I actually said that I did not think that games that involve ball and violence were conducive to character building.
Oh. Were you against sports in general or just violent sports?
Well, I'm against anything that's violent, but I'm not much of a sportsman. There wasn't much sport in my time. We raced horses. But I thought the greatest exercise for a young man of character would be to take a long walk in the woods, and probably with a rifle, because a rifle gives a man a spirit of manly independence, and it increases the amount of exercise.
I'll bet you would love it, though. Stadium filled with people all cheering on their teams.
But when did these young men learn their Latin and Greek if they're playing this game?
Well, you guys were into dueling, too. Was that sport, or was that just a way to settle scores?
It was a form of maintaining one's honor. You know, honor really mattered in my era, so that if you said I was a coward while serving as governor during the war, if you were a person of my own class, if we were social equals, then I would challenge you to either withdraw that statement or clarify it. And if we couldn't work out some accommodation, we might wind up on a dueling grounds. I myself would never have allowed myself to be drawn into a duel, but I was in the beginnings of what might have led to a duel a couple of times.
Oh, really? You got out of it?
Well, it's easy to get out of it if you will just clarify. You know, so in this case, not that I want to talk about it very much, it involved an attempt I had made as a young man to seduce a woman in my neighborhood, and her husband found out about this long afterwards and then began to challenge me. Well, I was able to say that I had been a fool and that this was inappropriate and that the woman had been spotless in her character, and that was enough to satisfy him, and we did not wind up shooting each other.
Man, that's just so hard to imagine today that, you know, governors, presidents, or just, you know, respectable business people, whatever, would be insulted and then at some point, if it didn't go well, decide to get guns and go into a field and turn and shoot each other. I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, look at Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. The sitting vice president of the United States, Aaron Burr, meets the former Secretary of the Treasury and one of America's greatest patriots, Alexander Hamilton, on the banks of the Hudson River in New Jersey. And they shoot at each other. Hamilton missed. He said he threw away his fire. Burr made no such accommodation, and the sitting vice president of the United States murdered a man in cold blood just across from New York City because they couldn't get along.
The right to bear arms. Does that mean that I should have a right to a gun as much as I want, whenever I want? Or did you guys want that to be a qualified right?
It would be qualified. Of course, you see there's a subordinate introductory clause, a militia being desirable. You know, the idea was to avoid a permanent standing army and to have a people's army instead. So no one should read the Second Amendment as a legal absolute.
But it all boils down to this today. Universal background checks. Should, before I buy a gun, should I have to prove to the state that I'm of good character or that I meet the qualifications?
Well, let me remind you of the fundamental technological difference, sir. In my time, a high-tech gun, the best gun available in 1803, say, was a musket or a rifle that took 30 or 40 seconds to reload. And the reloading was a cumbersome and tedious business. And so one person in a rage would be very hard-pressed to get more than one or two shots fired before he would be overwhelmed by a mob of people trying to protect themselves.
Let me ask you about one other issue, and I don't know how well it translates, and then I'll let you go. The other issue that continues to rage at the state capitol is gay marriage.
Oh, my. I assume gay means something different from what it must have meant in mine, because all marriages should be gay.